Well, one of the questions arising from the Brexit vote is whether the UK itself might break apart. And the focus has been on Scotland in particular. Scotland voted 62% to 38% to remain in the EU. That compares with the overall British vote of 52 to 48% to leave. Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, has now said that Holyrood could try to block the UK's exit from the EU. She's told the BBC she'd ask members of the Scottish Parliament to refuse legislative consent for Brexit.
If the Scottish Parliament was judging this on the basis of what's right for Scotland, then the option of saying, look, we're not going to vote for something that is against Scotland's interests, of course, that's got to be on the table.
Even if that blocked Britain leaving Europe.
Well, yeah, these are issues that I can only deal with from, yeah, don't get me wrong here, Gordon, I care about the rest of the UK, I care about England, that's why I'm so upset at the UK-wide decision that's been taken. But my job as First Minister, the Scottish Parliament's job, is to judge these things on the basis of what's in the interest of people in Scotland.
But can you imagine the fury of...
Scotland First Minister Nicola Sturgeon speaking on the BBC. Dr. Craig McAngus is a lecturer in politics at the University of Aberdeen. He joins us there via Skype this morning. Craig McAngus, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thanks for having me on.
Nicola Sturgeon, we heard there's floating the opinion of Scotland trying to veto British legislation to quit the EU. What do you make of this threat? How much weight does it carry? Is it possible?
Yeah, well, legally she doesn't really have a veto to play. Essentially what she's referring to is what's known as a Sewell Convention. So when the UK Parliament is going to legislate on something that is normally devolved, or a piece of its legislation will affect a devolved area, then the Scottish Parliament gives consent to allow Westminster to legislate on its behalf, if you like. Now in the case of a Brexit, basically the British Parliament would have to legislate to undo the Communities Act of 1972 that put Britain into Europe. So it would technically need the consent of the Scottish Parliament. However, Westminster is sovereign, the UK Parliament is sovereign, and so therefore doesn't actually legally require the Scottish Parliament's consent. So it's more of a symbolic gesture than something that has real kind of legal weight.
And do you think that's how Nicola Sturgeon sees it, or she really believes that convention, where the Scottish Parliament gets a vote, could actually spoke in the wheel of the UK?
Well, I think she knows fine well that she can't actually veto the legislation, but right. What she's doing is she's quite cleverly sort of saying to Westminster, right, we will withhold consent. You go ahead and overturn us kind of not giving our consent, if you like. And how do you think that would look to the people of Scotland when it comes to us putting our case for independence forward?
Yeah.
It's also a mechanism to bring the other political parties in Scotland, because what's happening at the moment is that if we go back to 2014, we had the Liberal Democrats, the Labour Party, the Conservatives firmly against independence. Now we're in a situation where the Liberal Democrats and the Labour Party, probably not the Conservatives, but certainly the Liberals and the Labour Party, would vote alongside the SNP to prevent, or to would withhold consent, if you like, would join with the SNP on that vote.
Yeah.
So it's more of a symbolic thing than anything else.
So she's laying the groundwork, in a sense, for a second independence referendum. Within a very
Absolutely.
Short time, this opens the gate for that to happen. Why? You should have to be pretty confident the result would be different.
Yes. I mean, it's looking pretty likely that there will be another independence referendum. In the SNP's manifesto for the Scottish parliamentary elections, which were just held a couple of months ago, the manifesto stated that if there was a material change in circumstances, such as Scotland being removed from the EU against its will, or a Brexit vote happening while Scotland voted remain, which is exactly the scenario that's come to pass, then a second referendum would be justified and legitimate. So that's essentially what she's putting in place. But in the manifesto as well, it also says that they would look at another referendum if there was sustained support for independence over the medium term. So what isn't quite clear is whether or not enough people have switched from voting no in 2014 to voting yes now because of Brexit. Now, there have been a couple of polls since the Brexit vote. One of them put independence on 59%, and the other one put independence on about 55%.
Right.
So it seems as if there has been some sort of shift, but I think for Nicola Sturgeon to be confident she could win a referendum, she would need to wait and see if that support is a bit more sustained over a more medium-term period.
Craig, Scotland voted completely counter to the rest of rest of Britain, 62-38 to stay in the EU. Why is membership of the EU so important to the Scots? And is it possible Scotland could gain a distinctive status whereby it remains both a member of the EU and the UK?
Well, I suppose the reason why Scotland is more Europhile than other parts of the UK is it seems to tie in quite comfortably with how many Scots conceive their national identity. So if you look at why people were voting to leave in England, for example, and there are a myriad of reasons, one key indicator is how strongly people feel about their English national identity. Whereas in Scotland, the opposite is true. The more Scottish people feel, the more likely they are to vote to be part of the EU. Now, in terms of getting special status in the EU, this idea has been floated around. Could Scotland have some sort of associate membership, some sort of federalised membership, while it's still part of the UK? Now, there's no precedent for that. That's a really difficult thing to do. I mean, there was the case of Greenland a few decades back, but that's not really a comparable case. It seems at the moment, and this is a noise that's coming out of Brussels, that if Scotland wants to remain part of the EU, it has to be an independent member state to do so. So it seems that that's where things are heading.
And Europe has to be prepared to take them in, though I noticed that one of the Scottish ministers who's just been over there said that he got a sympathetic hearing, and senior officials in Europe have said they'd like to see Scotland as the 28th member state. That's according to the minister, Fergus Ewing. Angus, thank you very much. Craig, thank you very much for joining us.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Dr. Craig McAngus is a lecturer in politics at the University of Aberdeen.